This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When this happened, you talked about it on the fan.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, time for Bald Face Lie, Bald Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. What do you got for us? We do this every Tuesday at 12:40, I think. The weeks just blend by and the times fly by, I forget. But every Tuesday, 12:40, little Bald Face Lie, Bald Face Truth. Hoff, what do you got?
So we will start with you, Sal.
Yeah.
And the Yankees lost again yesterday. It's been a rough go. There was not much hitting.
Who'd they play yesterday?
Huffy.
So, Aaron Boone will sit Aaron Judge tonight. Bald-faced truth or bald-faced lie? Sal, you're first.
It's a great question. I do not know who's pitching for Oakland. I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I think Judge has to sit here at some point. He's been that bad, BT. I know we're going to do more on this tomorrow. Obviously, look forward to getting into it. The fact that this Yankee team can be shut out as many times as they have been, the fact that this Yankee team can be shut out by Oakland, of all teams, and Judge's front and center. I mean, you know, we're almost a month in now. We're getting toward the end of April, and Aaron Judge has done nothing. I do think Boone's got to sit. Honestly, that's a bald-faced truth. Boone will come back, actually attempt to manage this game in its entirety, and give Judge a little bit of a breather.
I'd be a little surprised if he sits tonight. Not that I would be, I haven't have a problem with it. I think it's a bold-faced lie. I think he'll play. By the way, Blackburn's pitching. He's a righty. So if you are going to sit him, you know, maybe you do it. But or you get him off his feet.
Get just Grisham
DH
in
him
there,
again. Yeah. Grisham's done nothing. I mean, he's only got like 15, 16 at-bats. Yeah, he played over the weekend, Grisham. I think that there's two ways to attack this. Sit down, clear your head, or just keep going in there and get your timing. If that's really what's plaguing him, I don't even know. I don't even think it's timing at this point. I just think he might be hurt. I do think that a little bit. Bald-faced lie. I think you'll run him back out there and hope he runs into one sooner rather than later.
They have another, no more afternoon games, all three night games now, right, with Oakland?
Yeah. Yes.
He'll probably sit one of these, I would think.
Yeah, one of the four. I just don't think it's going to be tonight, but you never know.
Okay. What do you got, Hoff?
BT, this is for you. Okay, congratulations. Zach Wilson's officially killed, on side note. Wilson, Sam Darnold will be week one starters for the Broncos and Vikings. Bald-faced truth or bald-faced lie?
Okay, Broncos, Vikes. I think that that's a bald-faced lie because I'm not sure I can say both of them will be. I think there's a chance Darnold will be, even though I think there's a real chance the Vikings make that crazy draft move and get a quarterback here. But I can see Darnold, even if they make a move and get a quarterback on Thursday. Maybe he starts, plays, you know, two, three games, and you take the training wheels off and you give the young buck some run. So I could see Darnold. Wilson, they don't have much of a quarterback room at all. I mean, there's a chance, but I mean, I've just seen too much of them, so I just have to, by default, say bald-faced lie.
Is this the accurate quarterback depth chart right now?
Yes, it is. It is.
Jared Stidham.
Stidham, yeah.
And Zach. Ben DiNucci.
Oh, that's right. DiNucci.
And about Zach it. Wilson.
DiNucci.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say bald-faced truth. Eh, what the hell? What's the difference? Nobody's keeping track of these anyway. Here's the one reason why I would say lie, BT, is that I wouldn't want Peyton to do what the Jets did. I don't think Peyton's dumb enough to just throw Zach Wilson to the Wolves. However, you know, year five, different team. Mm-hmm. He's got the skill set, clearly. And you look at the rest of the competition. That's why you look at the rest of the competition, and maybe Zach can show him something in training camp. I don't anticipate. I mean, are the Broncos are going to get somebody right now?
They might.
They're not a top pick.
No, not one of the draft guys.
No, I'm talking about
round two or something. Like I can see him doing
something like that. Or even just are they going to go get a veteran? They're not going to start a rookie. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Tyrod signed. I mean, is Ryan Tannehill signed yet? I don't think he is.
Right now, Zach Wilson is the Broncos' starting quarterback.
Listen, you said something smart there, so I know we have one more here, Hoff. You get him in shorts and shells, and he's throwing the ball around, the arm, the quickness, the off-platform stuff. In his own arrogant, and again, that's not a bad thing. That's just a belief and a conviction of what you do from Sean Payton's perspective. There's no way that Jarrett Stidham is going to look more talented than Zach when they're messing around OTA 7-on-7s and stuff. So, and then he can say to himself, well, we have a little bit of a better O-line. If they do, I'd have to look at it again. I mean, then again, it couldn't be much worse.
We'll do this. We could do that.
We could tweak some things here. Maybe he does. I'm rooting for Zach. I think he's a good kid who got done a little dirty by a franchise that's been a mess.
I'd love to see him start and have some success.
I'm going to be rooting for him. I truly am rooting for Zach Wilson.
BT's got Zach's back.
I'll never forget.
Both
playoffs with Zach.
Denver, imagine that.
And final one. Sal started off. We're going to the Ranger game tonight. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. Matt Rempe, listen to closely, will get a 5-minute major in game two tonight. Not a fight, but a 5-minute major regardless.
I'm going to say that's a bold-faced truth. I think Rempe drops the gloves tonight. Mm. I think he's going to light the crowd up. It's game two. Rangers probably be up big. Capitals maybe try some antics.
Yeah? Is he going to score another goal?
Maybe just rooting it into existence. I don't think he'll score another goal. I would say that's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I get the feel tonight, BT. Series might start to get out of hand a little bit here.
Already?
Rangers go up. Yeah, well.
Desperation
from the
Caps. You
already felt like that in game one. Yeah, Wilson, that nasty you-know-what. Maybe Rempe takes him down. I'm going to say it's a bold-faced truth, plus I want to see it.
Of course you want to see it. Yeah. You're going to be there. You definitely want to see it.
I don't love fighting in hockey. I would love to see Rempe knock Wilson's teeth out. That would be fun.
I hear you. I'm going to say bold-faced lie. Rangers are just infinitely better. Now, I do think there will be a temptation from the Caps to muck it up. Is there only chance to maybe scrounge something out in the series? They basically have no shot. Rangers are just a lot better. But I feel like Rempe is, I'm almost convinced myself I want to go the other way. Can I help you?
Because Rempe won't do it unless his teammates tell him to. Mm-hmm. That's what I've basically been looked at. And they don't need to fight. He doesn't need to take a major. He doesn't need to, unless they do something really dirty to Shesterkin, there's no reason for Rempe, or ask somebody else, there's no reason for Rempe to get involved because they need him for later on.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Will you be locked in tonight, BT?
Nah. I'm watching the Yankees. Okay. I'm going to watch the Rangers a little bit, sure.
But locked in? Now, when does
not
that...
Not locked in.
Fair enough.
When Next does round.
That, okay. Same,
Next round.
Kind of the same.
Next
like, round. Even for me, and generally I'm locked into all these, like I just don't feel it. I'm going tonight, whatever. That's fine. That's different. But I just don't feel... I'll watch them all.
Yeah.
I don't fall asleep again. But like, it is a different feel... With the Caps. Now, look, maybe the Capitals win a game and all of a sudden you're like,
that changes. Yeah, right, I mean, if it's 1-1 going back,
right now it feels like a series that should go in the Rangers
way, which usually doesn't with the first round history for the most part of the Rangers.
Just
but,
one quick question. Yes, when will you guys be locked into the Islanders series?
I mean, you got to ask Ken. I mean, what happened last night to your team there, Sal? You're up 3-0. What the hell happened to the Isles?
I'll be locked.
You must be distraught.
I'll be locked into the Isles when they play the Rangers in round two.
Yeah.
Which is not going to happen. Dude, that is a brutal loss by the Isles.
Listen, Carolina's, Carolina's so much better than
them. Yeah, I know,
That's one of the worst. As good as the Knicks win was, that is not only as improbable, but you just butt hurt. I don't know how else to say it.
Hurt, period. Yes.
I mean, you're chapped. That one's going to bother you forever. Hoff, where are you guys sitting tonight, by the way?
I don't know. Where are we sitting, Sal? You're the ones who got the tickets, I was told.
Yeah, I think in the lower bowl, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, we got to figure that out.
A couple of hundred bucks a pop? I mean, we get a good deal on these? A couple of hundo a pop?
Yes. Over that.
Like 500?
No, no, okay, no, no, okay. no, no. Less than that.
No, I wouldn't be allowed to go.
Do we get a deal at least here?
Yes,
do you get
I think
up
so.
A little bit?
I think good deal.
Okay,
face value deal.
Oh, no, okay.
We get
there you go.
Little contact going. Okay. Mitch and Fort Lee hooked us up, thankfully. So, and we pay. It's not cheap. Round one, 250 or whatever it is. I mean, it's, you know.
I get it.
Especially
get
for a
it.
Series where it's like, eh.
You know, no, especially, take you, like, you know, you have to save that money for the Islander games, too.
Yeah, no. Come on.
Oh, man.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Get back to your calls on the other side. Talking next, we can throw in a little hockey as well. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.